WSBL 938, monitoring. Station 938, cleared.
WRUG 488, WRTX 957.
JT-765. WRUZ 850 to WRMZ 640, Sean. station key on the repeater, no audio.
WRFB 258, thank you for the report. I'm reprogramming my radio in my car and trying a different antenna. Can I get a signal report?
Signal report, yeah, you are coming in loud and clear. Full quieting. WRAS 504.
WRAS 504, okay, I appreciate the signal report. You're coming in full quiet as well. Okay, enjoy your 4th of July. This is Matt and Kyle, WRFB 258.
Thank you, Matt. Happy 4th of July to you, too. This is Jim out of Mount Clemens. I hit the Mount Clemens repeater. And like I said, sounds great. Have a wonderful day. WRAS 504.
WSCB 908, ran out a new antenna on my handheld. Just wondering if anybody has a copy out there.
It's loud and clear here in Saginaw.
Hey, thanks for the response. I'm over here in Mayville at the time being.
Working good for you. WRXB 867, we're clear.
SAR 685 radio check. WSCD 908, calling WSCD 908T. Tim, you got a copy? WSAG 266, monitoring.
WSTS 311. How am I getting them to be there?
Got a copy? WSPC 277.
Whiskey Sam Charlie Zebra 810.
How you doing? Have a happy 4th of July.
Yeah, not too bad. Thank you. Not all that bad.
Yeah, we just got done with a parade up here in Birch Run, so headed home to mow the lawn and
Enjoy the rest of the day. So have a great day.
Yeah, I'm in Vassar on a portable right now. I'm actually headed to Birch Run here in a little bit, as that's where I work. So enjoy the rest of your day as well. Whiskey Sam Charlie Zebra, 810.
WSBC 277, clear.
WRKP 559 monitoring. WRKP, this is WSBC 924. Good afternoon.
Good afternoon, 924. Happy 4th of July to you.
Yes, thank you. Happy 4th to you as well. My name's Chris here. We're talking on the Detroit 625 repeater. Is that the one you're using as well?
My name is Mike, and actually right at the moment I'm up in Flint, so I'm on the Flint repeater. Over.
Okay, cool. I'm from Jackson area, but I believe this is the MI-8 network?
You are correct. The MI-8 network, there's five repeaters. Detroit, Macomb, Saginaw, Flint, and Sheboygan.
Yeah, as I said, I'm from the Jackson area, and we, in that neck of the woods, the local repeater by me is linked with the Mishigami network, so I monitor the Mishigami network quite a bit. But, yeah, this is the first time I've used the MI-8 network.
Yeah, it's a pretty nice network. I mean, there's a couple of spots that don't come in very well, but virtually from Toledo all the way up to the Mackinac Bridge, you can talk on it.
Yeah, the Mishigami network only goes railing, I think, is the farthest north that anybody has a repeater up there.
It's a nice network, MI-8. I've never been on the Mishigami network. I know that there's plans for the future to expand the MI-8 even more. Actually, where I live at is Waterford, and the coverage in Waterford is not real good because we're kind of in between the Macomb, Flint, and Detroit repeaters. So you can't really reach anything for calls on a handheld. You got to use a base station or a mobile. Over.
Yeah, the Mishigami network is, I believe they have like 14 repeaters, and they've got them in Wisconsin and just Indiana, Southern Ohio, or Northern Ohio, I should say, and Michigan, so it's growing all the time. Yeah, it's a lot of fun. I've been a GMRS licensee for about 3 years, but haven't used it much until this last year, and it's really gained popularity. So it's kind of fun, and it's encouraging to see what good work people are doing with all these repeaters that they're setting up, and giving us communications that are reliable, and in case there's an emergency, we can always use them. Over.
That station over there with the Roger Beef, it has to be turned off. This is WIUG 48.
WIUG 48, my radio doing the right? Over.
Turned on?
Yeah, the one is just hanged up. It has the Roger Beef. It has to be turned off.
I'm not sure that my radio has a Roger beep. I know it's turned off, but if it's beeping, let me know. Over.
Yeah, it's still beeping.
I don't think it's beeping on my end, that's what I said. My end is beeping as well, is it?
Turned on. Over.
Whiskey Sam Charlie Zebra 810. It's not a Roger beep. You got a squelch tail there, bud.
Okay, I'm not really sure what to do about a squelch issue. Over.
Yeah, it kind of sounds like, you know, if you listen to the old PE broadcast, when they key up, you know, it sends a radio ID. It sounds like yours is doing it when you unkey the mic at the end there. So you kind of get a little at the end there.
Okay, sorry about that, all those out there in GMRS land. Not my intention to cause any issues. Over.
What kind of radio are you using there? And do you have the computer software for it?
It's a handheld ham geek radio. I do not have the software for it.
If you can figure out how to get into the settings on it, you might
want to
turn.
All right, I'll take a look at it. You gentlemen have a nice 4th of July. WRKP 559, clear.
Good talking to you. WSBC 924, we'll be monitoring.
Station 559. I mean, it's not my decision, but MIA decision. Over.
Did Jack come back with that? I heard MIA. That's all I heard. Over.
I was saying it's not my decision, but the MIA, they don't want Roger Beep on. They already have their own. Over.
Yeah, I understand that. As I said, my Roger Beep is turned off. I don't know what's causing the issue. I'm going to have to look into it further. Over.
Check your PTT ID. Yeah, what number is that? Is that on 5?
Come back with that again. My what ID?
P is in Paul. T is in Tom. T is in Tom. ID.
I don't know, honestly. I'm sure I understand what you're talking about. Over.
I don't know what radio you have.
It's called a ham geek.
Sorry, I don't know nothing about that one, you know. But try to fix it, and that's about it. That's all I can tell you. And like I said, it's a MIA, you know, rules. All right, 559, good talking to you. You take care, and you have a good 4th of July. WIUG 48.
Roger, look into it. Nice talking to you, Jack. WRK 559, clear. WRUU 850.
Well, good afternoon and happy 4th of July.
Yep, happy 4th of July to you, Jack. How are you doing? Everything good?
Oh, yeah, everything is good. I'm just sitting outside for a little bit. And later on, I got to go over daughter's house. Over.
Roger that. Well, good deal. You going to do some grilling tonight, or what's the plans there? Hopefully, you're not doing any yard work. Today is the day you take off and eat barbecue and shoot off fireworks.
John, can do the barbecue and the fireworks. I'm just gonna go ahead and sit out and eat and drink a couple of beer and enjoy. I might jump in the pool because you got pool, so I'm gonna jump in the pool to cool off a little bit. And this is WIUG 48.
Yeah, that sounds like a plan. Car says it's 85 degrees out, and they were expecting a high pushing 90. So, if it don't rain, I'm looking off to the west here, it looks a little gray. So I don't know what we have coming. But I got nothing really in particular planned. I'm going to probably just grill some stuff. Just do a whole lot of nothing.
Yeah, I would grill, sit back and relax, and have one of those McDonald's, and that's about it.
Yeah, I'd like to do the same. I got a few of them in the fridge, but I'm kind of taking a break from all that until my surgery. I can get my hand surgery on the 12th. And they threatened to not do it or to postpone it if my blood work comes in certain numbers. I'm positive I'll be fine, but I don't want to risk it. So I'm being a real good boy for the next couple of weeks.
Well, John, I don't care what everybody says, but you are a good boy. As far as I know, 100%. Roger.
Well, my doctor doesn't think so when my sugar's up. Says, you've been bad. Yep. So, There you go. But I'm being good about it now. So we'll see. All right, Jack, anyhow, I thought I'd throw a call out here. Sounding good. I'll let you get to whatever you're doing here this afternoon, and I got one more stop to make on my way home. And it's coming up here in a minute.
Hi, John. Good talking to you, and have a good 4th of July again. WIUU 850 from WIUG 48.
All right, Jack, we'll catch you in a bit. WRUU 850.
WSBT 754.
Station 754. 544, you're sounding good. WIUG 48.
Hello there, Jeff. And Mary Sue.
Station 754, you sound good. WIUG 48. Over.
Appreciate that, Jack. How you doing down there today? Pretty warm up here in Marysville.
I just came outside about 15 minutes ago, and a little bit of sticky, you know, muggy a little bit. Over.
Yeah, I just came in from outside. I think I'm going to stick inside for the rest of the day.
Oh yeah, I was good. I can't drink. Over.
Yeah, I don't have any plans for the rest of the day, so looks like it's time for shorts and nice cool indoors today.
Yeah, you can say that, but I gotta go over, you know, family's house and eat there and come back home. Over.
Yeah, we're not going anywhere till tomorrow. Tomorrow's my daughter's birthday. Her and her family live up here in Marysville as well, so they're off today over some friends at a pool party, and we're home, me and Mama. We'll go over there tomorrow afternoon, spend the day over there, probably do a little swimming ourselves.
Yeah, I think I'm going to swim today. I'm going to jump in the pool a little bit when I go there. He's got a pool there, so I'm going to jump for a little bit, then I'm going to eat and come home. Over.
You going to go over there in your Speedos today, Jack?
Yeah, my shirt is Speedo, and my T-shirt is Speedo, too.
Whatever you do, do not take a picture. Do not take a picture.
no problem at all. Well, good talking to you. You have a good 4th of July. WIUG 48.
All right, Jack, back at you. Happy 4th of July. Be careful this afternoon. WSPT 754, Charlie and Marysville, standing by.
can use it.
WRBG 829.
WRNW 329, listening.
69 in monoplane.
Okay, 690, I got you.
Be advised, I only got one tour to do.
Okay, I'll be out here, WXBY676, standing by.
WIVD690 clear.
WIZX218, standing by in the mobile elliptic.
Station 218, WIG48, copy.
Roger that, Jack. You got a copy on? I'm in the mobile, over.
I know you're driving. Sounds like you are going somewhere, but you're sounding okay.
WIUG48. Roger. WIGX. Good time to our rail.
Roger, we're cutting off a little bit. Over.
Copy you. I don't know, too much crackling. Over. Copy that. Alright, I'll talk at you a little while then when I get back home in a base. Still be a RZX218. We're clear after your final.
You're sounding good. Just a crackling, that's about it. Understandable and everything else. Over.
Yeah, I'm in a little better spot now. So, yeah, we'll be back home 10, 15 minutes. I'll talk to you from there, okay? Over.
Hey, no problem. You have a good 4th of July. You take care. WIUG48.
WRSK 359 for some state information.
Thanks, Ryan. I can just barely hear you.
WRFK 359, North Anvil 1, I wish everybody a happy 4th of July on the Michigan Network. WRFK 359, we'll be standing by monitoring.
WSTF-297. Hey, Jack, how you doing? Happy birthday, America.
Happy happy 4th of July. How you doing? You doing all right?
I got all 10 fingers.
Doing okay. Over. Well, Robert, you have a good 4th of July. You take care. Have a good day. WIUG 48.
Hey, Jack, WSCF 297, the third, and Josh in the same room. You have a good 4th of July.
Eric, you take care. And don't eat too much. Save some for tomorrow. WIUG 48.
Hey, Jack, it's Josh over here at Eric. You have yourself a wonderful Independence Day, man.
Hey, Josh, you sounding okay now. You got out of that questioning, but, well, you guys have a good 4th of July there. Eat and a drink and have a good time. WIUG 48.
Roger that, Jack. Hey, you do us a favor. Don't be chasing all them women out of Detroit and send them to Ohio now. You have a blessed day and God bless America. WSCF 297, I'm clear.
WSBC 647, Unit 1 to Unit 2. Over. Nothing heard. WSBC 647, Unit 1, out.
WRFK 359 North End of Wyandotte on 625. Anybody got a copy?
Running back station, WRVV 690 has a copy.
I couldn't figure out why I couldn't hear nobody. All right. Have a nice 4th of July to you. This is Robert down the river here. Back at you. Have a good 4th of July. WIFK 359 on the Tower of Power, as you can do by Northern and the Wyandotte. Or to be on 5 miles again.
WSB-2760, checking in on your radio, negative radio check. You got anybody monitoring today? WSCC 760. WSCC 760. Anybody on monitoring right now?
Got a copy on your 760, WRZX 218.
Good afternoon, appreciate that. Got this PTEC version 2, 50 watts. Trying it under the hood of my car right now to make sure it functions before I install it in the side-by-side. How am I coming across, sir?
You got a lot of bacon frying in the background, but you're readable, over.
Copy that. Appreciate that. I can hear you through my handheld, and I can hear it back through the actual device. So,
roger that. Yeah, you're coming in. Good voice. But just a little bacon in the background hissing, but other than that, okay, over.
Copy that. Is the guy up in Sheboygan talking on the same radio?
Negative. No, I'm on Detroit repeater, 625. A mile north of Willow Run Airport. What's your location? Over.
Up here in Oxford, I have my 5 watts that I can achieve, but it's very hard to stand. I'm right in between the front and the front tower. I got this 50 watt testing before I installed it side by side with my mile north overlander.
Yeah, copy. Well, it's making it. It's making it. I'm on medium power of my KG1000, but I got a omnidirectional I'm talking on, so I should be making it pretty good if you can hear me. How do I sound? Back to you, over.
You sound clear as day. I'm talking on, Magnum mount on top of the roof of the car. I got a little hot wire job to get here to work. But you come across it real clear. Even though I wasn't hearing it at first on this radio, I had the volume down. So, super good.
Yeah, copy on the Oxford. So, yeah, that's where the bacon frying's coming from. But, oh, you're coming in, though. We can understand you good. Good modulation.
Yeah, appreciate the feedback. WSCC, my clear. If you just imagine, I can do my own style. Thank you, time, sir. Have a good evening. Talk to you later.
Copy that. WRGX 218, standing by.
WRHW478. Monitoring.
WRUG 488, copy. Station 983, WIRG48, copy. Station 218. Station 218, WIUG48, copy.
WRZX218. Go ahead.
Randall, is it raining by you there?
No, not yet. It's sure looking like it, though.
Just the dripping hair. Over.
Copy that. Yeah, there's little areas moving through. Hit and miss showers. Nothing real major tonight, though.
So that snowblower working right now.
Come again.
I said that snowblower. You get it fixed yet?
No, I ain't mess with it. Maybe tomorrow. A little too hot to be out there. Today I should have, but now I'll mess with it tomorrow. If it don't smoke and runs okay, I might go ahead and buy a new spark plug, change oil, put it back together, see if I can get rid of it or give it to the neighbors like I was telling you, over.
I might as well get $100 and give it to a neighbor.
Yeah, they could use it. Beat shoveling if it runs. How'd that sound in that car today, okay? A DB20 with that antenna coax got a 90 degrees. Got pinched in the door jam, but did that sound broke up or okay, over?
They were 100% in the repeater, but there's a little bit of crackling thing because it's moving. What kind of thing you said you had out there on that truck?
It's not my car. The tram. It's a tram, like 13 inches, the little tail in the halfway up it. Cheap one. It wasn't very expensive at all.
I see now. Well, I don't know. How long is that whip?
Thirteen and a half inches, I think they say. But I went on buy two radios, and they don't carry Nagoya no more. They don't have the 7 UT72. They don't have the anything for mobile. They got one antenna there, but it's for ham. Over.
Is it dual band?
I looked all through their site. I couldn't find it. Any Nagoya. So they discontinued them or something. I don't know. I went on Amazon, and if it's not a fake one, they got it on Amazon, over, for $35.
That's the Magnum out. Amazon picked up the Magnum on, or the antenna. I don't know if they have it or not, but that's where I got mine, out of them.
What, Amazon? The UT-72, over?
It's $34.99.
Roger. I think this one was $35.99 or something. and then they had the 771s and all that for handheld too, but, and then the one on my Jeep, that 39-inch, they had that, that NMO200C.
You do a look for 5.6 for the Jeep. 5.6 antenna for the Jeep. That will do good.
Yeah, copy that. Still a little warm out, isn't it, tonight?
That's a human too. And you know what? Half will do too. Not only 5.6, but a half. It does two good jobs.
Plus two, you say?
For antenna, it's a half, half long. I would say 13 inch.
Oh yeah, about Fong, I've seen that. Bao Fong and what are they? B-Tech, are they the same thing, over?
Go on the B-Tech website, and you should be able to find, but Amazon, this is the right Magna mount, that the one you found. I think what they did, they sold out of the discontinued out of there, and they put it on Amazon, the Magna mount. But the antenna, I don't know if they have them or not. You have to call them. Randall, you have to call them. They got an 800 number and ask them. I need the GMRS. They do have one GMRS antenna for that Jeep.
Copy that. Yeah, I've seen the 800 number. Maybe I'll do that tomorrow. Give them a call during business hours and see what the deal is. Because I couldn't find nothing but one on their website, so. I went back over to Amazon and looked at them, but I didn't make a choice yet, so I'll call them. That's a good idea.
Call them. They will talk to you and ask them the GMRS antenna with that Magna mount. They'll tell you exactly that 770 I was saying. Ask them for that. Over.
Okay. 77770, okay. Yeah, I'll do that.
With your DB20G, it just sounds good. I mean, exactly the way I was talking to you yesterday.
Roger. Yeah, I got it in my car. It's got a good speaker on it. Way better than that Redivis 40 watt in my Jeep. And because I got it wedged. I just got it wedged down between the two front seats. And that way I can just move it under, you know, and keep it out of sight when it's parked. But this speaker on it's real good. I was going to buy an external, but I don't need it. I can hear good.
Yeah, that'll be a Nagoya NL770G. That's a high gain, the GMRS antenna.
It's like 3-4 dB gain on that, over.
That's the antenna 5.6. And even you should put it on a Wixom radio, too. It's good for that, too. Over.
Okay, copy that. All right, I'll call them. I'll call them tomorrow and see what's up. Over.
I was calling Tom at the mail. The mail antenna, the 770G. It's the mail antenna, UHF mail. All right?
Yeah, that's what I got on the car now. The Jeep's got NMO set up, so... Yeah, all right, that'll work. I'll call them and we'll see what's going on with them. I'm getting ready for fireworks tonight, or don't mess with it. Over.
Oh yeah, I'll be ready for the fireworks, no problem at all. Over.
Yeah, copy that. Well, I got my old little dog. Thank God, he's 16 years old and his hearing's about shut, so he can't hear him no more. So, it's gotten pretty good here the last couple of years. Over.
Oh, it looks like he's really, you know, sometimes he can hear good, sometimes he can't. Like Don, you know, sometimes you talk to him and say, I didn't know what you're saying. You gotta say it one more time. And that's how Don was. Over.
Yeah, copy that. Well, that stays pretty quiet around my area here. They pretty much give up about 11 or midnight, so we'll see what happens.
By the way, that Magnamon, it's Nagoya too. They call it Nagoya RBMJPL. That is a strong mobile system, Magnamon. It is. I was going 90 miles an hour, and that is, it didn't do nothing for that antenna.
Copy that. Yeah, that's what I wrote down. That's what I wrote down there. Yesterday from you.
But you know what, they do have them. I'm sure they do have them. They're just not out there on the internet. I mean, because when I was looking for them, I couldn't find them. Then I talked to the friend of mine, which is Eric, and they told me to call him, and he sent me that email. And that's how I got it.
Oh, copy that. Okay. I'll call them for sure at 800 number.
The way I think, 90 miles an hour and that antenna doesn't go down, it's a hell of a magnamon.
Copy. How tall is that? 19 inches, was it? Over.
It's 5'6". It's 5'6", that's all.
No, the length of it. Is it 19 inches tall? Over.
I would say so. You're right.
I believe you. Over.
Yeah, no problem. WIUG 48 for an ID.
Copy that. WRZX 218.
Where is that, a station out of Ohio?
Pretty scratchy. I didn't hear nothing.
Well, about a couple of hours ago, Randall, Ohio came in 297.
I was here in Mayville and 600 all day. I could hear the repeater identify itself all day. Over.
Yeah. I can't copy that station. That station has got too much crackling. Over.
Roger that. He's hitting the repeater fine. He's just too much. He's on the outskirts or something. Over.
Oh, he must be right at the end of the repeater. Yeah, right on the edge of the repeater, probably that's what it is. Anyhow, Randall, you take care. You have a good evening. WIUG 48, I'll talk to you later.
Roger that. All right, I'll get on the phone tomorrow, talk to my two-way radio, see what they got to say about Nagoya. All right, talk to you for later, WRZX 218. We're clear.
Yeah, that's WSEC 760. I'm a little bit far outside the repeater range. I might come through.
Is that you, Josh, out there? Well, Josh, you gotta find the hot spot. You know, if you're the end of the edge on that repeater, and really, I can hear you, but it's a lot of crackling. Over. Station 983,
WIUG 48, copy. WRXE 338, standing by. WRXE 338, checking to see if I'm getting in.
Station out there calling.
Come again?
Is that a station out there calling? This is WIUG Blade 8. Copy?
Hello, Jack. This is Michael. Am I getting in?
Michael, you're sounding good.
I just swapped out my antenna on my base, and I swapped out my cable. So I'm just checking to see if it's getting out or not.
Yeah, you are getting out, and you're sounding good and clear. Your audio is very clear. Over.
Copy that. Thank you for the contact.
What was that cosign again?
WRXE 338.
Well, you have a good 4th of July, and you have a good evening. WIUG 38.
Thank you, Jack. We also talked yesterday. I'm the guy with the ICOM. I'm trying to figure out how to get the scanner to work. So thanks for the advice.
Yeah, now I know you are the guy with the ICOM. Well, you know what? I don't know what. I don't know if you know the MIA.systems. It'll explain to you all those repeaters that connect together all the way to Sheboygan. Okay? And I don't know if, you know, there's a 600 repeaters by the airport, but it's a standalone repeater. It's by itself. It's not connected with all these ones. Over.
Yeah, I got on that with the MI-8. I just moved into the area here. I used to live out in Saline, and I was a little more active on the Mishigami network.
This is a different. This is MI-8.system with an S at the end.
Yeah, they've got repeaters lined up all along I-75, right?
Got it, Mike. You still there, Mike? WIUG 48 clear.
Sorry about that, Jack. I missed you for a minute, but I'm back on.
No problem. The Mishigami, they're way up in the thumb, but the MIA have a repeater there. It's 550 repeater. It's in the thumb, too. Roger.
Yeah, Mishigami has, they have 14 repeaters now. Indiana, Wisconsin, Michigan, and they're growing some more. We might be getting one a little closer to Detroit here pretty soon.
Oh, I don't know nothing about that, Mike. But the MI-8, you know, they're all up north. So that's all I know. And like I said, that website is explaining everything to you. Anyhow, you take care. You have a good day. WIUT 48.
Thank you, Jack. WRSC 338, and I'm clear.
Station 983, WIOG 48, copy. Go ahead. Station, go ahead. This is WIUG 48.
Whiskey Delta Alpha 584 calling.
Go ahead, 584.
Hey, you're sounding good. Sounding real good.
Sounding good too. Where you at?
I'm in Ohio in Lorain County.
Well, I talked to you what, a couple of nights ago. How you doing? Is it hot enough for you out that way?
Oh, brother, I'm out in the garage, and it's 82 degrees, and it is so humid, I can't believe it.
And same thing here, humid, no sunshine, and a little dark, you know, on the dark side. Over.
Yeah, it's supposed to rain here. They differ at the time it's supposed to rain, but it's supposed to rain here in the evening.
They didn't say nothing here about rain. Tomorrow we got 45% chance of rain. Over.
Hey, roger that. Well, yeah, it is so humid. It's got the rain. I mean, that humidity, you go outside and it just, that humidity just knocks you down.
Oh yeah, that's for sure. Yeah, humidity will do it too. I'm sitting outside a little bit. I just came outside and sitting outside and talking to you. Over.
Hey, how are you sitting outside?
Just came outside, and you know, for a few minutes. That's all.
Okay. Yeah, I got another radio that I can I could take the cord outside on that one.
Are you telling me you got a power supply? Is that what it is?
I got a ton of power supplies. I got power supplies everywhere I look.
Let me ask you, are you the same guy I talked to? He make his own antenna, the CB antenna?
Yeah, that's right. That's right. That's me.
Well, good to hear from you, and you're sounding good again. This is WIUG 48.
Yeah, you're coming in good. Full quieting and no static whatsoever.
I believe I'm out on the 5-5 radio. Over.
You say a 5 what?
Yeah, 5-5 radio.
Yeah, I don't know what this one is. It's the big, let me see, hold on just a second. Yeah, this is the big Midland.
Still don't know how many watts that radio is?
No, I don't know. It doesn't say on it.
Tell you one thing, I like that 1.5 SWR. It's perfect for anybody can do that. I can't even reach 1.5 on that SWR meter. Over.
Yeah, this antenna is not very wide banded. I'm going to have to tune it again and split the difference between one end of the band and the other end.
Let me tell you something. I would not do nothing. You're sounding good. You keep it that way. Don't change nothing. Over.
Yeah, that's what my wife said. She said, if it's not broke, don't fix it.
Say the same thing.
Yeah, I expected this radio to get hot, but it's fairly cool.
Well, what you should do, okay, if it gets hot, you know, here's what, an Amazon, I don't know if you know Amazon or not, there is a fan, it's about $10 fan. You can buy one of those fans and put it by that radio, that way it doesn't get hot. Over.
Copy that, like I say, it's not getting hot at all. The radio is really actually cool.
Well, that's good. Yeah, just don't change no antenna. You got a perfect match. Over.
Hey, I appreciate that. Yeah, you know, I haven't made any contacts anywhere around me. You're the only contact, you guys out there is the only contact I've been making, because I'm right here by the woods on one side and by the water on the other side.
So that means you're on close by Lake Erie. Over.
Yeah, I'm right by Lake Erie.
Do You know what that means? That means you're coming on 625 for Peter, and it's wide open. Over.
Yeah, I never expected for it to work this way. You know, when I try to talk the other direction, it only goes about a mile. But this direction, it goes a lot of miles.
Maybe you have to study your radio. Maybe on, let me tell you something. On those Midland radios, on this Midland radios, there is a wide and there is narrow. The narrow is not much you can get on them, but the wide, it has to be in the wide. Make sure that radio is on the wide band. I don't know, you got me or not. Over.
It's set on, I've got some other HTs that I know they're on high power, but this one I don't know whether it's on high or low. I don't know.
The one you got out there is on high power. The one you're talking to me, anyhow. You know, and just make sure they are on a wide band. Ask your brother to show you or to tell him how do you put it on a wide band. That way you can hear the other side instead of 1 mile. You'll hear more than 1 mile over that way. Over.
There's no repeaters around here. There's no repeaters. I don't understand how I'm able to hit your repeater out there.
Let me tell you something. That repeater is 625 repeater. It's in Detroit, and it's on the tree, the highest tree, and the highest one. That 625 repeater. Over.
Yeah, it's it must be up pretty high, I got a forest of trees on one side of me here, which makes it very hard to talk to the east.
Okay, let me ask you. That antenna, is it by the woods there, or it's way away from the woods? Over.
It's about a quarter of a mile from the woods, and it's up about 5 feet.
Well, I don't know how your house is set up, but a quarter of a mile is good. I mean, yeah, but make sure it's a clear, you know, a clear shot. That's all. Because now you're on a clear shot with us over here in Michigan, okay, because the Lake Erie water, and that's open all the way through there. And I get a lot of people from Ohio call here. Over.
Are most of them right on the coastline?
Yeah, a lot of them right on Lake Erie. Over.
Roger that. I guess there's nothing in between you and them. No trees out in that water.
Oh, there is no trees up that way. It's all nothing but Lake Erie. The whole thing is a lake. That's why you can talk to me and I can talk to you. Over.
That is complete line of sight. But going to the east at woods for, I don't know, like 10 miles of woods on the east of me.
Well, let me tell you, if you want to hear more than a mile at your way, okay, you're going to need a beam. I don't know, you know what beam mean or not. You're going to need one of those beams. Over.
Yeah, I was thinking about making some beams, but I've made beams for CB radio, but of course they're a lot bigger than the beams for this frequency. The beams for this frequency are very small.
Well, I don't know what to tell you. I never dealt with beam. I dealt with Yagi, and why I have Yagi, I have two of them. One is a 3-inch Yagi, and the other one, no, 3-element Yagi, and the other one is 5-element Yagi. And the 5-element Yagi works better from a 3-element Yagi. Over.
I was looking on the internet, and it would be pretty simple to make a 7-element Yagi antenna. The dimensions are a lot smaller than for a CB radio.
I could be right, you know, because GMRS is not much really needed. That's probably why the frequency 6462 is not much needed. It's that high or something like that. Over.
Yeah, I've been using CB radios since let me see, 1963. I started out back when the West was young. But this is a whole new thing for me.
Yeah, I'm sure you like that anyhow. That is better from that CB, let me tell you something. Very quiet, good people, and no one talking off ahead or something like that. The people knows what they're talking about. Over.
I don't talk on AM. There's too many crazies on AM. I talk on sideband, and I've talked to South Africa and South America and Australia and New Zealand. I've talked all around the world on CB.
Oh yeah, the old base where you used to talk all over. I was a CB'er at in 68. I was a CB'er all the way to 83 or 85. I'm not sure exactly. I cannot remember. And I just got into the GMRS about 2 years ago. Over.
Yeah, it's pretty interesting. I mean, it's something new to do. Some of my buddies are in ham right now. I can't get into ham because my memory is too bad.
Okay, now here's what you do. If you want to get into the ham, okay, ask him I'm not saying you are, say, hey, like, I'm a handicap, and you guys have to, they will test you a different way. Over.
Yeah, I thought about that, but I didn't want to get in trouble.
Oh, you're not going to get in trouble. We have a few of them here handicapped, and they have their own license and everything else. Over.
Well, that's pretty good. This GMRS is turning out to be better than I thought it would be.
Let me tell you something. It was 100 people applying for a GMRS every month of the year here in Michigan. And if you look, if you go online now, and you compare the ham and the GMRS, they're almost the same numbers. Over.
Yeah, Roger that. They said that this was going to take over for CB radio, but I don't know about that. CB radio got a big head start on them.
Well, let me tell you something. We have a few truckers here. They talk to us too, and channel 19 on the GMRS is going to be the same channel like a CB. It's not yet, and there's not much honest people out here. You know what I mean? But if you're on the road, you'll be better off with a CB. But if not on the road, it's different. Over.
Yeah, I remember a long time ago I bought a booster pack radio with that family. Anyway, it's a low power one, 2 watts or whatever it is, or a half watt. But that worked pretty good going down the road. As long as you're going the same direction with somebody else.
Yeah, that's for sure. That is for sure. You're right about that. Anyhow, I got to back it out of here. I can't, hang around with you all night. But good talking to you. We'll talk some other day. Don't be afraid. Just go out there and put my call letter, WIUG 48, and put your call letter, and that's all they needed. Over.
All right, I appreciate it. You have a good one. We'll catch you later. Bye-bye.
Okay, you do the same, and have a good 4th of July. WIUG 48. Station out there for a radio check. Go ahead.
Just wondering how this radio is making it into the machine out over there in Detroit. I'm only a couple miles away over here in Carbondale.
Well, you are on the repeater, but I think you are on a 625 repeater, and you're in the repeater, and just a little bit, off and on. I mean, you fade it out, and you're coming back a little bit, and you must be on the handheld. Over.
Confirm on that. I'm on a handheld. I'm on a handheld here, so, but yeah, I heard your conversation there, and I just wanted to see if this radio, if I could make it with this radio.
You are right now in very clear spot. That's a good spot you got out there. The best thing is for a handheld radio. I don't know what kind of antenna you have on it, but all my antenna, which is this one here too, it's Nagoya 771G. There are the best antennas out there for handheld. And when you hold your handheld, hold it straight in the air, because that's how these repeaters work. Roger.
I copy that. Yes, thanks. Yeah, I just moved. I was under the awning on the front porch, so I was going to see as it came down into the front yard. So, yeah, I know that the signal probably was getting absorbed a bit by the awning there. But I appreciate you coming back. The name here is Roy. I appreciate your you coming back and giving me a signal report and the info there. So have a happy 4th of July there. Have a good evening. And this will be WRYH-411, and I'll be clear.
Roy, anytime you like. I don't mind if you have an antenna to check in or radio. You know what I mean? I don't know how long you've been with the, how long you've been listening and all that, and I think you know about those MIA systems. It's got all those repeaters information and all the other information out there. And you have a good 4th of July. You take care. WIUT 48. Anytime you like to talk. Over. WRMB Station 847. Station 847. WIUT 48. Copy.
WRUG 488, this is WRW 2783, copy.
WRUG 488, I'm over here at Chanel's house.
10-4, have fun, over and out, WRW 2782.
CR570. Anybody waiting for fireworks this morning or this evening?
This is WRKX 607. I'm way down in Geneva, New York, in Wyoming County. A long ways. I don't know if I'm going to hit the repeater tonight, but the propagation seems to be really hopping tonight on UHF. And you're coming in really well. And yeah, kind of waiting out some fireworks to get started here in New York City.
Did you say you're in New York State? I'm in Fenton, Michigan right now.
Sure, that is correct. I understand if I'm not coming in really well. I am about 233 miles away from the Macomb repeater in Michigan, in New York State, Wyoming County. And every once in a while, I like monitor this frequency because I have a repeater on the same frequency. And every once in a while, it opens up and I can hear you guys and I give it a shot. Probably the third time that I've made contact. So you heard it correctly. In North Geneva, New York.
Hey, that's pretty wild. I'm actually on the south of Clinton Airport here in Fenton, Michigan. Waiting out the fireworks.
Yeah, doing the same here. I'm at a pretty good elevation here in New York. Ground elevation, 1730. I've got a 40-foot tower, an antenna, and all that. So I'm pretty close to 1,800 feet elevation. And what I did notice, you guys are due west of me, 233 miles away. But probably 60% of that distance is skipping over Lake Erie. I think that's why I'm able to, every once in a while, when everything lines up, hit that repeater and hear your repeater. This is just obviously a 50-watt radio, and the fact that it's making it into your repeater is pretty amazing.
Yeah, that's pretty crazy. I'm actually just on a wonderful handheld right now. Sitting in the parking lot.
Yeah, very good. Your signal coming back in is about 60% signal strength here. You know, no problems on my end. That's pretty cool. A little bit of clipping, but that's to be expected given the distance. Sometimes when I tell my local radio buddies here that I made contact with a Michigan repeater, that distance, they say, no way, impossible, NRS. But it does happen when everything is lined up perfectly.
Yeah, if you really wanted to dial in exactly where I was, type in O'Reilly Auto Parts, Fenton, Michigan, and that's the parking lot I'm sitting in right now.
Yeah, that is just incredible. It blows my mind. But again, when things are right, things are right. When the RFs got smiling, as they are on this Independence Day, obviously, it's pretty amazing what can be accomplished. All right, well, you have a great night, and good luck for the fireworks. Make sure you keep all your fingers. I'm sure you're not lighting them off. You're going somewhere watching. And you have a great evening. It was, and maybe sometime down the road, we'll be able to do this again. This is WRKX607, First Personal Brian in North Geneva, New York.
All right, bud. Have a good holiday. Take care. 570 WRCR 570. Signing off.
WSBQ 996, standing by.
Sit down, man. It's easier on the legs.
It was beautiful on the lake today. I was sitting here listening to all the boomers go off. WSBM 924 monitor.
I guess nobody wants to talk, Robert. Happy 4th. How are you doing?
Talks all the time, but nobody answers her back. All you do is say, I'm just about to go out the door and sit on the porch. I tell my wife, I go, you know, who's the end up? What's the reason of the amazing, you know, more people in this city? And we will every time we just clear a gun and a firework support, but you are amazing by that.
Yeah, it's crazy. My neighborhood's turning over a little bit, so I don't have quite as many as I did when my kids were young. But they're still all around, and I'll probably join you. I just poured myself a bourbon, and I think I'm going to go see what's going on around the neighborhood. All right, just passing by. I'd say hi. Happy 4th, and we'll catch you a little later. WRUU 850.
Happy 4th of July on MI8 Network, the state of Michigan. The guards gave it my night. WSAW 850, WSBN 300. WSAW 850, WSBN 300. Got you around.
put some more pipe in the wire. WSAW 850. Doug, you're on. WSBN 300.
WSBM 919 radio check.
Yes, nominating good and clear.
Copy that, thank you very much for the radio check. WSBM 993 clear monitoring.
WRVA 982.